It's a hell of a moment to live in.
When Governor Gavin Newsom first heard news of the draft Supreme Court ruling that would overturn Roe versus Wade, he says he thought it was a satire.
If guys like me were getting pregnant every day, does anyone think this? I mean, this is comical. This is about controlling women. We know that. Historically, it has been. Come on. I mean, you can't. That's not a society that can thrive. There's nothing more important than empowering women and girls.
Newsom was speaking at Planned Parenthood headquarters in Los Angeles Wednesday, where he said he's adding his voice to the millions who have expressed outrage.
I think folks should really be pissed off at this moment. And if this doesn't animate people to get involved, I sure as hell, I mean it. I don't know what the hell will.
Newsom took aim at the Republican Party, saying it's the party of extremism on a scale he's never seen before, naming people like Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former President Donald Trump. But he also had others in mind.
Like, where the hell's my party? Where's the Democratic Party? You guys paying attention to what's going on?
He's frustrated with Democrats not standing up strongly enough.
Why aren't we calling this out? This is a concerted, coordinated effort. And yes, they're winning. They are. They have been. Let's acknowledge that. We need to stand up. Where's the counteroffensive?
Newsom does give credit to President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but he's clearly frustrated with legislation being blocked in the narrowly divided Senate, often with Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with Republicans.
We've seen this across the spectrum of issues, things getting stuck in Congress. I can't take any more Manchin and Senate. I can't take it. I can't take that.
The governor says California is not backing down, but rather it's going further. Newsom is backing a proposal by Democratic Senate and Assembly leaders to go to the ballot in November with an initiative to enshrine the right to choose in the Constitution.
And while it's well established in statute since 2002, that we are reproductive freedom state, we are going to enshrine that, codify that, as we should, in the state constitution.
A November ballot initiative would require quick work from the legislature to meet election deadlines. But Newsom is bent on keeping the issue alive moving forward toward Election Day and beyond. Before his speech, Newsom's re-election campaign released a new television ad touting his pro-choice stand. Newsom says he hopes people are paying attention to abortion as well as other privacy rights that are under attack.
This has never happened in our lifetime. They're taking away rights that have been affirmed over and over again and well established. They are taking them away. Wake up, America. Wake up to who you're electing.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.